Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're peeling back the layers of a pretty complex health report for a 55-year-old male.
It's a fascinating longitudinal view.
It really is. Our mission here is to use the physiological fitness landscape framework to, you know, figure out where he really is on his metabolic journey.
It's like a map, right? Getting out of that valley of chronic disease.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. He's clearly moving away from metabolic chaos, from that high entropy state. But there's some final resistance we need to find.
Precisely. I mean, this data set, it just screams success in so many ways. We've seen a massive reversal.
Yeah.
But our job is to look past the big wins and find that critical residual risk. What's the one thing that's still a threat?
Well, let's start with that massive victory then. The systemic inflammation marker, HSCRP, is just a phenomenal drop.
It's incredible, isn't it?
We're talking from a high risk 6.52 all the way down to a low risk 0.42. That suggests his whole cardiovascular system is just under so much less stress.
And that inflammation reduction is really the foundation of his whole recovery. Now, if we look at his type 2 diabetes, the HbA1c is trending beautifully downward.
From a peak of 8.2 down to 7.1 now.
Right. But what's fascinating here is a critical nuance, that 7.1%, it's sort of lying to us.
Lying? How so?
Well, we found his mean corpuscular hemoglobin concentration, the MCHC, is low at 31.3.
Okay, so what does that actually mean for the blood sugar number?
It means he has hypochromia. Simply put, his red blood cells are paler than they should be. And when that happens, it can artificially inflate the HbA1c result.
So his actual progress on blood sugar is even better than the report showed.
Exactly. It's surprisingly undervalued by the standard test,
yes,
which is huge validation for him.
That is huge. But, you know, with such rapid success, you sometimes get confusing signals, like this C-peptide drop. It fell from 3.5 to 1.5.
Right.
The immediate scary thought is his pancreas just giving up beta cell exhaustion?
That's the critical question. And you see two divergent paths here.
Yeah.
If his glucose were rising at the same time, yes, we'd be worried.
But it's not.
It's not. It's trending down. So this is far more plausibly metabolic restoration. His pancreas is simply getting a rest because his body is responding to insulin better. It doesn't need to work so hard.
Okay, that makes sense. Here's where it gets really interesting for me, though. The paradox in his lipid panel. I mean, he's crushed his major plaque risk. LDL cholesterol is down to 20.
Just 20. That is profoundly protective against new plaques. It's a massive win.
But it's completely counterbalanced by something else.
It is. It's counterbalanced by what we call the atherogenic lipid triad.
Mm-hmm.
See, even with that low total LDL, his triglycerides have crept up to 209 and his HDL is still low at 32.
And that ratio is the real problem.
That's the main residual risk. High triglycerides create these really nasty, small, dense LDL particles, SDLDL. They're highly prone to oxidation. That's what drives plaque.
So let's quickly touch on kidney health. The main numbers look great. EGFR is excellent. No sign of diabetic damage.
Not at all.
But the BUN creatinine ratio is a little high at 21. What's that telling us?
It's not kidney damage. That ratio of 21, when creatinine is normal, is a classic marker for either mild dehydration or maybe a high protein intake. It's a behavioral signal.
A simple fix, then.
A very simple fix. Just need some structured hydration. And we should note his other endocrine markers, like testosterone and vitamin D, are looking really solid.
I've optimized, yeah.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, the patient has solved the huge systemic inflammation problem. Now he has to pivot. He needs to focus on that low MCHC and, most critically, get those triglycerides down.
So what does this all mean? It means you're making a significant, successful recovery. You're in a much safer place. But the focus now has to shift from just mass reduction to the quality of the particles for real cardiovascular protection.
And because that subtle MCHC signal is making your blood sugar test a little less reliable, you need to ask your care team about a full iron panel ferritin, TIBC. Investigate that. At the same time, to get those triglycerides down, the focus has to be on reducing glycemic load, specifically fructose and refined grains. That's the final key to getting off that peak of risk and onto the plateau of true wellness.